Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you.
You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little boo thing. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something fresh. I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something.
Ah yes. Little boo, baby. Well, I'll tell you what, The Simpsons are getting really creepy when you think about it, because they have predicted some of the most odd situations that have come true. They really have come true. So the bridge that just recently collapsed in Baltimore, where a cargo ship hit the bridge, and of course the bridge ended up collapsing, killing multiple people and injuring multiple other ones, actually truly happened. Now The Simpsons, years ago, they had this one footage where it showed a ship hitting the bridge in what was Maryland. And so you got to think, is that weird or what? And then they had a thing where they showed a footage of P. Diddley D. Oh, I couldn't pronounce it right. P. Diddy. Running in a pink suit, like a prison outfit. So, you know, it's kind of weird how all this stuff is happening, but there's something going on. I mean, there is something weird happening. I don't know. I don't get it, man. But I truly believe The Simpsons are creepy enough that they are predicting a lot of events. For example, they even predicted Donald Trump's win in 2016, they predicted Donald Trump would come down the escalator of Trump Towers, and then the sign that the little girl was holding, or the woman was holding, it would fall. And, you know, it shows Homer Simpson riding down with Donald Trump, encouraging him to run for president and then winning the presidency. But the weird part is that this is years before it actually happened. Now, some speculate that maybe people are recreating some of the stuff and it sounds real, but I don't know, man. You know, the Boston massacre, where they, you know, where they had the Boston race, and remember where the one guy went through drove through the people and killed a lot of people and injured multiple other ones. And this guy did that. And of course it shows Homer Simpson doing that, you know, and it's really, really weird. It really is, but I don't know. Is there anybody out there? How many people out there think that The Simpsons are like creepy enough to be predicting something? I mean, I couldn't explain it. Why would they be able to predict this? I mean, is there some kind of black magic cult or something going on to where, you know, they can predict this kind of stuff? I have no clue. I mean, something is off. Something is obviously off. But the more and more I think about it, the more I wonder if, you know, maybe it's just like, you know, coincidental. One thing goes on to the other one, maybe. But, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, things are coincidental. And, you know, it was funny because I think they even said somewhere along the line, somebody said that they were talking about this with Family Guy. And they actually asked Seth MacFarlane, they said, how do you predict the future on some of your cartoons? Because actually, Family Guy has predicted some stuff. And so Seth MacFarlane came out and he said, I remember him saying that, you know, when you do so many cartoon episodes, when you do so many episodes, you are bound to probably come across with something that would almost predict the future. That was his response. Now, I don't know. I don't know if they have some kind of voodoo magic or if it's Illuminati or... I always... Well, you can call me Illuminati, really. I don't know. There's something really is off here, though. I mean, to have so many predictions come true is nothing more than what we saw with Nostradamus, where this happened with him. But something is really weird happening here. Again, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that there's something to this, that there's something to the Simpsons episodes? Are they coming true? Are they merely somebody that knows the future of what's happening, or somebody maybe a psychic, or maybe some kind of a weird, you know, type of, you know, voodoo shit or something? Or, I mean, what do you think? Obviously, something is going on. I couldn't tell you what it is, but there is something going on. But, you know, I went through and I had to take a look at it, you know, a little bit over and over and see what I thought, but there is definitely something off about this whole thing, man. It really is. Yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't know. It's kind of weird, but, you know, then again, I think that there is something up to it. And I don't want to get into conspiracies because I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But, you know, there is something off about all this. There really is. I know, man. I know. You know, it's funny, though. I never thought about that. You know, Billy Joel, I love the guy. One of my favorite entertainers, Billy Joel, did a new song that's called Turn the Lights Back On. Here's a little bit of it. It's going to play a little bit. It's a little bit. This is Billy Joel's new version or new song. It's really beautiful. I want you to listen to this. Just listen a little bit to this.
Please open the door. Nothing is different, we've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out its tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change, I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time can make you
I mean, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful, though. I just love Billy Joel. I really do. I think he's probably, without a doubt, the most fascinating guy out there when it comes to entertainment. He has one of those unique voices that make me wonder, you know, will he ever retire? I mean, Elton John, he retired because he was said, you know, I'm done with it. But I wonder if Billy Joel will ever retire. I mean, Billy Joel is by far, he does so many concerts, and he's not going to stop. I mean, the man's not going to stop doing what he does. But Billy Joel is, ever since I was growing up, I always listened to his music. I would always imitate Billy Joel by playing his music and singing along with it, man. And, you know, I really enjoyed, I mean, I like his old stuff, like Piano Man and For the Longest Time and, you know, My Life. And, you know, those are good songs. But then you get into the newer stuff, you know, like when he got into more of a, what I felt like was more like life-changing songs that were speaking about his life. It's almost like a storybook, per se, that what Billy Joel does in all of his music. And so, like, when he did the song, like, River of Dreams and, you know, all those type of songs, those were, you know, him getting into his spirituality of his life and, you know, everything was happening in his life and with Christie Brinkley and his daughters and, you know, and again, it's just, it's definitely his life story is what it is. So when we get to this new song, Turn the Lights Back On, to me, I feel like when I listen to this song, and it really hits home, but it makes me feel like Billy Joel is just giving us the last part of what's going on in his life. You know, like, I'm not done yet. Turn the lights back on. You know, I'm not done. I might be old. I might be older. But I'm not done yet. Turn those lights back on. You know, it's kind of like when, you know, they say it's time for the end of the curtain call. This is the last curtain call. We're turning off the lights, shutting down the stage. Well, in this song, I feel like Billy Joel saying, I'm not done yet. I'm going to flip the lights back on. We're going to move on. And so I'm going to continue to perform. That he still has life in him to perform. And not only perform, but to write music. And to perform the new music. So that's the other part about that with this song, Turn the Lights Back On. It's like saying that I can still write music. I'm not done yet. You know, it was over, what, 20, 30 years that he wrote a song, any kind of music, when he did this one. So, yeah, it was a long time, but Billy Joel was... you know, he was definitely took a break on it. Had a lot of stuff going on in his life, right? Because he had his daughters and, you know, all that shit with his, you know, with Christine Brinkley and all that stuff in his life. But, you know, think that even though that he's had a harsh life, when you ask Billy Joel about it, when you say, hey, look at your life, you know, what you've gone through, you know, he'll tell you, hey, I'm no different than, you know, other people. You know, other people have had it worse than me. And he will. He'll say that. He'll say that's what it is. Because that's who Billy Joel is. That's the kind of person he is. He believes in other people and stuff, you know. So, but a lot's been happening with that, you know, when you think about it. But I love the song, man. Turn the lights back on. If you haven't had a chance, go listen to it. Go get the video. Watch it on YouTube. When they had the Oscars, I think it was the Oscars, just recently, he performed the song for the first time. And so with it being the first time that he performed it, it really just sent, like, you know, chills down the spine. And, you know, it's a beautiful moment just listening to the man do that. But anyway, let's get to Republicans for a minute. I'm going to talk about that. Even though that I do a short show here for the night, I have to talk about a couple things. And the first thing I need to talk about was, you know, the Simpsons predictions, right? That's just spooky shit. But let's talk about Republicans right now. So Republicans have done everything in their power to try to impeach Joe Biden. But they can't impeach Joe Biden because they have no evidence. And the more and more that they keep looking around for evidence to impeach Joe Biden, they can't find it. They have even went as far as talking to somebody that is a fake person to come up with false information and lies to try to get, dirt on Joe Biden, but it's not real information. So they have nothing. There's nowhere for them to turn to impeach Joe Biden. There's nowhere for them to go. They have really just spun wheels and not done a damn thing. That's what's happening here. So, you know, this is what they do. This is what the Republicans do. Now their other mission is to try to go after, you know, other people, including other people in the cabinets of Joe Biden, trying to, you know, basically make the Democrats look bad. That's what their purpose is. You know, it's funny that there is they bitch and complain about border security, and the Democrats sit down with them. They work out a bill that they all agree on, including the Republicans. It's everything that they want in the bill, but they won't pass it because Donald Trump told them not to, because it would make him look bad, passing the border security bill because Donald Trump told them not to. That's the only reason why they're not passing it. So while we're having issues down at the border, they don't want to do anything to fix it, so they don't want to pass the bill. I mean, think about that. You all complain, I'm talking about MAGA Republicans, you all complain that that Democrats don't want to do anything to help, you know, with the border. They're all against the border. It's all this immigration shit, letting illegal immigrants come across the border. And you're all complaining about this. But comes down to it, when it comes down to it, you're like, oh, well, you know, Democrats are doing all this. But then they have an agreement with the Republicans, a good bill to help fix the border situation. And then the Republicans freeze on it and go, oh, well, Donald Trump told us not to do it, so we're not going to do it because Donald Trump told us not to. Does that make any damn sense? No, it doesn't. So when Republicans want to complain that, you know, that Democrats aren't doing anything for the border, just keep in mind that the Democrats wanted to fix it. The Republicans don't want to pass a bill for border security because Donald Trump told them not to do it, and so they're not going to pass it. And so now it makes it look like nothing's getting done, and it's not because of the Republicans. But the Republicans are currently working on their next project, which there's a thing called Project 2025, If you have a chance, look it up. Project 2025, just look it up. They are starting to work on that project in hopes that Donald Trump wins the election at the end of the year. And so they've already started, you know, working on this project. And one of the things that they're doing, and I will say this, that within the next week, they are supposedly, they're supposed to be meeting with the House to cut Social Security by $1.5 million. Now, what would that do to you as Americans who are on Social Security? Well, what that'll do is it'll reduce your Social Security payments. Whatever you're getting, they're saying it'll probably be cut by at least 30%, 30 to 40% of your Social Security benefits. And that's because they need this bill to pass for them. And so the Republicans are going to try to go after Social Security to get that cut. But the good news is, thank God that we have a Senate that can stop this shit. And I really hope that that's what happens. But the Republicans have damn lost their minds. But that's their agenda for Project 2025. Get Trump elected. Give all power to Trump. Turn America into a fascist country. Make Trump a dictator of America. Give him more power by martial law, where military will help him to marshal his law, and then round up anybody who doesn't want to participate in what he wants done. If they don't want to participate, round them up, detain them. Thanks to the Indefinite Detention Act that was passed back during Bush, they're going to use all these programs to go after many individuals. It's going to happen. It's what's happening. So we need to be prepared for what could happen. And if we give the Republicans all this power, that's what's going to happen. So the whole point of this is to stop them by voting against them. And that's the only way you're going to get it to stop, is to stop them in their tracks by voting against them. Eliminate them by getting them out of office. Obviously, they don't give a shit about you and me. They don't care about America. If they did, you know, they would stand up for what our rights are. They would stand up for America. They would pass bills. And everything that they would do that would help to let America to move forward, but they don't want to do that. So you can honestly see your Social Security benefits being cut within the next couple months, and that's something they want to do by the end of the year. And again, they're hoping that Donald Trump will win the presidency and they can move forward with a fascist dictated ran country. That's what they want to do. And I know that MAGA Republicans, you supporters out there, don't want to believe that. I mean, I understand it. I get it. You're brainwashed, okay? But there's nothing that is hiding this stuff. I mean, they're doing it in front of everybody. Project 2025 is a real deal. It's not a conspiracy. It's real. And not only that, they have Project 2025, it's attached to Agenda 47, which is the other thing that Donald Trump wants to use. So both of these are serious situations where we need to be on the lookout for what these Republicans are wanting to do. Well, you know, it's funny because, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is wanting to take over the Speaker of the House position. She has already voted and really has speculated. Well, let's put it this way. Marjorie Taylor Greene has come out and said she wants us to, or wants Johnson to be eliminated as Speaker of the House. Well, if that happens, then she would become the Speaker of the House, and that's what she wants, is her to be the Speaker of the House. But the problem is the Republicans are jumping ship in their party. They have jumped ship so much that all these different Republicans they're losing in the House and the Senate is causing them to lose seats in both of the branches of government. So it's going to be a bad situation for the Republicans all around because they're losing power. They're losing a threshold because the American people are finished. Republicans in their own party are finished with their own party. I mean, there's some Republicans who are wanting to denounce their own party and become independent. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I would go independent too. Well, they're tired of this. Their party becoming the party of Donald Trump. They're just finished with it. They're done. And I don't blame them. I think that I would be done too. You know? So think about that as much as you can on that. Trust me. Okay. Well, that's enough that I'm going to cover. I wanted to come in here for just a minute and shoot the bull and say hi to everybody. Make sure you join us on Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Paul Alexander and myself will be here to do our show. It's all about politics right here, baby. And we're going to tell you the truth. That's what it's about. The truth will set you free here. If you ever have any questions or comments, email me, jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. Till then, have a good night, everybody. Take care.
Let me tell you.
Have a good night.